When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Following On. Well, the ebb and flow of Test match cricket never better shown than today, with England having a real opportunity to break through against India and get a first innings advantage. Well, I'm afraid it didn't happen thanks to some superb batting. 100 from Rishabh Pant to remember. I'm Mark Nicholas, and in the next 20 minutes or so, Steve Harmison, Gareth Batty, Darren Goff and me will look back on the action. We'll discuss what went wrong, of course, and what went right for India. What about Dom Bess? And is there any chance of England finding their way back into the game tomorrow, the third day? Yep, plenty to discuss, because you're listening to Following On. A mate of mine just sent me a text saying, as good as anything Adam Gilchrist has ever played. And I absolutely think it was. In fact, I think given the position in which India found themselves, I would say it was a near perfect innings. Suck it up to begin with, milk it a while, and then take it apart. Is that fair, Goffey?
Absolutely fair, Mark. Brilliant knocking. Listen, I was on the end of some of Adam Gilchrist's innings, one at Edgbaston, where he absolutely took everyone to the cleaners, six after six.
But the big difference there being Australia weren't in such trouble as they were here.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he was merely rubbing salt into the wounds, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And he did most He did most of the time, didn't he? Because they had an unbelievable batting lineup. But in these conditions, with a ball offering for the seamers, which we've seen, and there's a turn and bounce for the spinners, to come in and play like that was absolutely fantastic to watch. And as I said, I was glued. I went out there to have a little rest and total break from cricket, but watching him bat was superb.
Okay, I'd love to hear from Rishabh Pant. He's being interviewed on TV. We can't do that right now unless we can record it and turn it around or something like that. But what we can do is talk to England's spin bowling coach, Chetan Patel. Chetan, hello.
Hello, how are you, Mark?
Excellent, thank you. Very good, very disappointed for you guys. You really put in a proper shift today. I mean, you gave it all you had to claw your way back into the match, but in the end, a brilliant innings took it away from you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic knock again from Rishabh Pant, 101. You know, I think at that tea break, we were in a great position to really sort of grasp that game, and he took us on. He went the other way and played the aggressor, and look, he played some fantastic shots and thoroughly deserved the 100 he got.
Yeah, when Ashwin chipped it to mid-wicket, it was 146 for six, and that was really the time to open the door. Look, I have to ask a very difficult question of you, but it has to be done. The attack looks to a bowler short to all of us, and in addition to looking a bowler short, Dom Bess is having a rough time.
Yeah, he hasn't had the greatest of games, I suppose. You know, I think he really wanted to come back into this group and show and prove his worth, and it probably hasn't gone his way. I mean, you can't take away from what Jimmy and Stokes he did this morning in terms of the way they bowled with that new ball was superb, and then Leachie backed him up. And it just didn't work full Bessie's way. I mean, that decision right on tee against Rishabh Pant could have gone either way. I think everyone can understand that, but that's also cricket, and we've got to move on from that and look at other ways to take wickets. And as I said before, I mean, if a guy comes out and plays like that, sometimes you just got to sit back and applaud him for it.
But I am asking a wider question. it's a great political answer there. I'm asking a wider question, which is that if you go into a match with only three frontline bowlers or two frontline bowlers, Ben Stokes with a stomach problem and a knee problem ongoingly, and Dom Bess in uncertain form after a very difficult month during which time he was left out of the side, there is an element of risk. And I wondered if that put Dom under even more pressure and expectation, perhaps.
I mean, there is an element of risk, you're right. And that was also discussed prior to the game. But, I mean, ultimately, Bessie's picked in the side to bowl as well as he has done before. And I think the trust was there for him to go and do that. It didn't work out that way for him. And look, I'm not trying to beat around the bush with it. It just didn't work out. The reality is, you're right. With Jimmy Anderson as your number one seamer, Stokes, who hasn't bowled as much as he probably would have liked throughout the series, have to take on that second seamer role and bowl 22 overs already. It's, you know, it's difficult. I think within that, there were opportunities for us, and they did create good opportunities initially. It just, through as the day went on, it did wear us down, and that sun got hot, and as India does, that last session is difficult, and it's certainly tough for us.
So the question now is A, how's the dressing room? That's question one.
Very tired.
Tired, yeah. Okay, tired's a good answer. And question two, can it lift itself to find the truly deep-set commitment and positive attitude to tomorrow morning, to knock three over and bat like geniuses in the second innings and maybe make something of the game?
Mate, it's going to have to, Mark, and that's just the thing. I mean, this team has come from tough positions before and had success, and it's another opportunity for them to do that. And yes, we keep talking about an opportunity and how great the chance is to go and, I suppose, showcase their skills. But tomorrow is a huge day, just like every other day of cricket is in India. Tomorrow morning is the biggest session of the game for us.
Okay, one last question, and I know you've got other interviews to do, but you can give me a quick answer. The pitch, our view is it's a very good pitch for Test match cricket and fair to both sides. Is that your summary?
Fantastic wicket, mate. Well, I think both teams didn't really realise it was going to play as well as it has so far. You know, it's had pace bounce, it's nipped around a little bit, and now it's started to spin. You know, that's exactly what you want, and I suppose you'd expect on day three in India.
Lovely. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Mark.
Okay, Gene. Take care. Okay, well, there you have it. It hasn't worked out. That's the quote you take out of that. It hasn't worked out. Does that mean that selection is culpable, or we just move on? Are we banging a boring drum if we continue to talk about that? Goffey.
When it comes down to selection, I think if they're going to be honest, we are a bowler short. He didn't want to say it's Eaton, did he? I just got the job full time, Mark. But realistically, we are a bowler short. And Dom Bess is going into it with a lack of confidence. I think that's obvious. It's not saying anything that nobody else has not said. And I think Ben Stokes, you could see that last spell, couldn't you? He just ran out of fuel. He was on empty. He was sore. You could see with his body language, and that's not Ben Stokes. Ben Stokes is up and at you from ball one right to the end of play. But that's a lot of overs to bowl in those conditions. And he tired. And we were a seamer short. Short without a doubt.
His figures, and he bowled really well in the first half of the day. 22 overs, 6 maidens, 2 for 73. Anderson, 20 overs, 11 maidens, 3 for 40. And then Leach, 23 overs, 2 for 66. Bess, 15 overs, none for 56. And Root, 14 overs, none for 46. They kind of tell a story. I'll turn our attention now to the innings from a bowling point of view. Steve and Gareth, a fast bowler and a spinner. A guy like Rishabh Pant's difficult to bowl to because he's got every shot in the book. And so you almost want him to play them because that gives you a chance. Once he uses his talent to play within himself, set himself properly, get to understand the pitch, the light, etc., the opponent. In other words, if he beds in, he's a formidable opponent, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's why the innings were so good. He sort of dissected England's attack. He took the sting out of it when when Anderson and Stokes and Leach were bowling brilliantly as a three, not really needing anybody else to perform, and then added in a little bit of Best, not a lot, and a little bit of Root. They were still full tank right up until probably about 4 hours into the day, and then he just realised. He was like the lion sat in the long grass, and he was like, wow, here we go. These boys are tiring. The juice is going out of them, like Goffey said, and I'm going to start taking them down. And there ain't many players around the world that have the ability to flick the switches, to have the skill sets, to be able to play whatever is required in front of them, to have the power to whack it out of the ground, to then have the patience and skill to defend the good stuff. And he just showed what potential he has in the world of cricket. The world is at his feet if he keeps using his skill and his mind like he did today. I mean, it's frightening how good he could be.
100%. And I think what you look at it, when you look at Rishi Pant behind the stumps, you think, well, he's a little bit of a clown jester. He's somebody who, he gets them going, and he looks as though he's the brunt of the majority of their jokes, and he's put his life and soul of the party. When you like you mentioned, you dissect that innings there, he's probably stood for 10 overs and milked the spinners, waiting and knowing, you know what, when that new ball comes, they've got two bowlers with one spell each, and from the very, very start. So he's probably getting himself ready for probably 8 to 10 overs, waiting for that ball to take, to know that this is when I'm going to cash in. This is when I'm going to take a game away from England. I'm going to wait till that new ball comes, and I'm going to take the game away. And for me, that was the beauty about that innings. It was patient, it was calculated, and his execution, when the new ball came, was frightening. And I think that's what's changed the course of this test match.
Oh, he did. He really slaughtered the new ball, didn't he? Ran at James Anderson, and brilliant performance. Goffey, what has interested me here too is that Rohit Sharma, who's always been criticised for playing too many shots, and it's why when he was first chosen by the selectors, he batted at six. He didn't open. I know they had other guys who could open, but this guy's a very special talent. Now, today, he's 49 from 144 balls, only hit 7 boundaries, strike rate of 34 per 100 balls. There's no doubt that this India team has thought very carefully about how to approach this match.
Well, to be fair, Matt, I think he had to. I mean, they came out, didn't they, after that last test match, defending the pitch, and it's about discipline when you bat and about shot selection. And I think today, Rohit Sharma, the way he went about things, showed he's more about running down the wicket and playing a big shot over mid-on for six, or sweeping and hitting through the offside. He's a fantastic all-round player. And I've always been a fan of him since he first came on the scene, whether he batted middle order or whether he opened the batting. And in all forms of the game, and I've said this many times, and I know you did an article about this, which caused uproar a few months ago. Well, huge debate, not uproar. Even got me on the case. He is one player who you would have as an all-format cricketer. He's absolutely superb. And today proved it. He's playing in a test match in India. And he realised that Jimmy Anderson and Ben Stokes were bowling really, really well at him. It was a proper test of his technique. And he was just watchful and waited and waited. And he got out in the end to an absolutely brilliant bit of bowling from Ben Stokes, didn't he? The in-swinger. He got done, looking for that single to get to his 50. And it was a fantastic innings. And it set the tone for the rest of the Indian team to follow. And Pant came in because he'd probably tired out Jimmy Anderson and Ben Stokes, let's be honest.
Yeah, you were actually thinking about that team. You'd have Rohit Sharma and David Warner, wouldn't you, as your two openers in an all-format team?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Unless it was in England, then you wouldn't have Warner in it.
Well, you might have done up until Broad finding him out.
Yeah, but Broad's playing in the opposition, so he's not playing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Fair enough. Okay, let's turn our attention to other things. A dressing room tonight, Gareth. It's going to be very low. I mean, when you get as close, you know, that really was a case of that old phrase, so near yet so far.
Yeah, it will be tired. It will be a little bit low and maybe just thinking rude opportunity missed, maybe. But I actually think we've seen a lot of character from this England team, and there's still a lot of the same personnel kicking around who will sleep on it and come back and fight tomorrow and put good plans into place and execute. I suppose the one lesson you're going to try and learn is, can you extend the exceptional sort of two sessions into three tomorrow, whether it be with ball or with bat? Can you know, it's that one session, the 140 runs in the last session has really hurt England's day. And it was very, for me, they've won the first two sessions. I know it doesn't show that in the full day, but it just shows you can't have a bad session of Test cricket, particularly in the subcontinent against a very good Indian team.
Your bats, sorry, Mark, you talk about being low and everything that goes, but if how many times can you go back to that well? How much resolve have you got? Because if we go back 24 hours, England were low last night and they managed to get themselves going. Fantastic performance up until tea. And it's, can they go back to that well? And one other slight thing, I hear to magnify it, but that dressing room will be a little bit on eggshells as well about how to treat Don Best. Because they'll be wanting to have as much empathy of them as possible, but Don Best will be in such a position where, you know, he'll feel as though he's let his team down. He'll feel, and this is natural feelings, and not having a go at Dom here, but this is what comes inside. I've been in that situation where I've bowled, not bowled badly, but I've let my, there's things going on inside my head which shouldn't be, and I've affected the team in that aspect. And it will be
just,
that.
Just
will be
explain
a tough
that to us. Just take us into that world.
Well, there's a couple of times, you know, I've lost my run up. The time bowling wide, not being able to sort of bowl outside off stump, or the captain being able to set the field, but he still has to go back to you. You still have to perform. You're playing Test match cricket. This is your job. You have to do, and it's a lonely place. You, in as much as you'd have like Andrew Flintoff come and putting his arm around you and saying, "Come on, Army, do it." Old Trafford was the prime example. I couldn't land the thing, and you have other people. You know, Michael Vaughan coming over, captain, just trying to sort of G you up, but you don't want it because I'm in my own head and I feel as though I've let the whole team down. I feel as though I'm playing for my country. I've let my country down. I don't want to let go of the ball. I don't even want to be on the field from a mental point of view. But I've actually got to get myself in a position to go and have dinner tonight, to have a good night's sleep if I can without thinking about it too much. Because once the door locks, this is my problem, to get myself to ready for breakfast tomorrow morning, get myself to warm up, to potentially have to go doing it again in front of a whole big crowd. It's a lonely, lonely place, and as much as you can have all your teammates around you, it's you and it's inside. And how many times, Bats, you've talked about the bowling action today, you've talked about he's run up, he's letting go of the ball. It's got nothing to do with that. It's between the ears. And when you're by yourself, in your own headspace, that is the biggest problem you can possibly have. So I think that's where Don Best has to overcome to get back into into this Test match, or potentially get back into his international career.
Well, if this podcast does nothing else, it brilliantly explains an international sportsman's life and his insecurities. Steve, that was riveting. Goffey, you were fortunate in that your mental attitude was so ongoingly positive. But did you ever have moments when
absolutely
you did?
I was going to say to him, once it happened to me, quite clearly, where I just could not get any rhythm. I just couldn't get my length right. I couldn't get the line right. I was struggling with my run-up. I was slipping at the crease. My action was all over the shop, and it was a massive game. It was an absolutely huge game. It was a final of the ICC trophy at the Oval. It was slightly damp. We had him in trouble. We had him a few wickets down, and I just could not get the ball. The ball in the same place, two balls in a row in a one-day game. And they're tail-enders, didn't they?
West Indies.
Every time I've seen that, I still have sleepless nights
thinking how we didn't win that.
Well,
I still watch your highlights and think, we're going to win this.
Well, that's what I mean. Every time I've seen it, I'm working here on drive time a lot of the time, right? And the games, they go back and show all the old games, and the screen's everywhere. And all I can see me is running in and bowling and getting slapped. Because I couldn't get the ball in the right place. I was bowling with width, and your mind is just so scrambled, and you're thinking, what is going on? I've been such a good cricketer, and I know I can still bowl, but I just cannot get it right in this game. And it's so difficult to work out, especially when it's happening so fast. It's similar to the Ben Stokes situation. We talked about it many times, that final when he's bowling to Brathwaite in the final, and he got getting hit for four sixes. I mean, how many times if he watches that back and thinks, why didn't I just bowl wide of off stump and full? He kept bowling at the stumps and he kept hitting him straight over mid-on cow corner. You just get trapped in your mind and you can't stop it. You cannot stop it. No matter what anybody tells you, you cannot stop it. It just dump. Everything goes so quick.
And yet I reckon that he would have learnt so much from how to handle his mind under pressure from that experience, so much so that he was able to guide England to a level score in a World Cup final and then on to actually just sneak home and win it as well.
Because the best always find a way in
the
end.
Yes, they do.
And
yeah.
Ben Stokes is one of the best.
So let's just continue on this theme. Did you then struggle that night and the next day to get over this? Or you were quick? Do you?
Still, wow, absolutely. Still to this day, recently, every time I watch that and I think, I'm one of the reasons we didn't win that game. And I won so many games for England, but it's that one that sticks in there because it was a final and we were in a mega final. When we talk about England getting to one-day finals, that team got to one. And we didn't get the best of the conditions. It was skiddy. It was hard to hold the ball. It was wet. But I just could not bowl two balls in the same place. And that is just not like me. Especially one-day cricket, I always was felt in control. But that game, oh, mate, I couldn't put two balls in the same place.
And the thing from Dom's point of view here is what doesn't help him, and we can go back and we've talked about the selection issues, but that selection hasn't helped him either, because not having that extra bowler has magnified a little bit of what's happened for Dom Best Adair, and that there again will put even more mental pressure on him because he'll feel even worse for not performing, and it is, it's such a dark place. It's such a dark and lonely place when you're out there, but then when you come off, it's a whole lot worse, because then you have to go. When you're out in the middle, you can go away to final leg, third man, you can breathe a little bit, but then when you go and sit in a dressing room with your whole teammates around you, you're forever in a feeling. And it's not happening, by the way, this doesn't happen. But psychologically, to the person, I'm taking my boots off and I'm thinking everybody's looking at me. I'm getting changed and I'm thinking everybody's looking at me. And I'm thinking everybody's looking at me in a negative way because I haven't performed and I've let the team down. You have a bad day and bowl badly, that's fine. But this is not like that. This is other issues have come into the game. It's like Manners was talking about having the yips and things like that. And I think subconsciously you always feel as though you're insecure. Somebody, they're looking at me, they're talking about me, they're in the corner talking about me. Jeetan Patel's on TV now. I know for a fact Jeetan Patel's going to be talking to TalkSport, talking to the world and they're getting questions of Mark Nicholas about Dom Best. And this is going through his mind. And it's going through his mind at 1,000, 1 million mile an hour. And that's what the international game brings. It's not as simple as just go out and bowl. There's these things happening as well.
Let's just slightly change tack. Had Dom Best, because you could argue in a way he's been hung out to dry, hasn't he, in the last month?
Yes.
Had Dom Best not been chosen for this match, if England had made the decision that Root was the better off spinner right now, they wanted two off spinners, they'd read the pitch well, and they'd have a third seamer in there, would England have been criticised for leaving Best out of the team?
Yes.
They would, wouldn't they?
But England have chucked him under the bus. They've gone for the easier option in my eyes by saying, we know this lad probably isn't quite right, but we're going to get nailed if we don't pick our out-and-out spinner. So we're going to go with that, and we're going to say, well, he's a professional sportsman, he's a professional cricketer for England, and go for it. And that happens a lot. He's not the first, and he won't be the last. And I think that is magnifying the things that Steve and Goffey have touched on there. And the biggest thing that seems to always come back with these sort of conversations is the control that you don't have in so many aspects of normal functioning parts of your body plus life, that you just completely lose that element of control. And that's why it's such a dark place, as Steve says, because it's just you, and you're kind of like, wow. Normally there are so many other people who can help you out in life, particularly a team sport, but in this instance, no chance. It's you're on your own sort of scenario.
And then when you come back the next day, it's even harder, because you thought about the night before, you think how it's finished that night, and then you have to start again the next day. And the pressure you'll be feeling if he starts tomorrow, well, he won't, will he? If he opens the bowling tomorrow, the pressure you'll be feeling immediately at the start of the day would be, it's an horrible feeling. And I think we've kind of just about summed that up.
So you've hit the nail on the head, Mark. It isn't just today. This happened probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's been building up and building up and building. That's why it's as bad as potentially we think it is.
To be fair, Don Best was chucked under the bus the minute the whole hullabaloo with Mo and Ali. The minute that asked Mo and Ali to steer was when Don Best was going under that bus.
Yeah.
And that, for me, was a downward spiral for a young kid who has played very few test matches, who has been out there.
He's averaged 22, by the way, with a ball. Is that big games for him?
17 wickets.
17 wickets in three games, 22.
He's sat and watched for the last 2 or 3 weeks. All he can think about is about Mo and Ali staying. Everybody's wanting Mo and Ali to stay. And then they're talking about me, shouldn't have played, and the pitch and everything like that. And that's culminating to a day's cricket that we've getting today. I feel so sorry for the kid. I really do. I really do. I have so much sympathy with him, because I've been in that place and know where he's at, and it is not a very nice place. But the good and the great bounce back, and he'll come back, and I really do hope he does.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you that, the people out there will have been fascinated by that. That is as good an insight to professional sport and the problems that can hammer people through insecurity and uncertainty. Well done. That was really fascinating. I don't think there's anything more for us to say other than to reiterate the situation in the game. India, who were 24 for one this morning, progressed to 294 for 7, but at one stage were 146 for 6, and it did look as if England's outstanding bowling and fielding performance might even give them a first innings lead. Well, Rishabh Pant with one of the best hundreds that you'll ever see, in harness with Washington Sundar, who's also past 50, played really, really well. They put on 114 together, and that has probably taken their game away from England. I mean, you never quite know with cricket. The fact is they lead by 89 and still have 3 first innings wickets in hand. If you lead by more than 100 in India on first innings, well, you're in an incredibly strong position in the match. So a fascinating day for so many different reasons. This great game of ours continues to throw them up and absorb us, and indeed ask us many challenging questions, not just to each other, but to ourselves. So thank you very much for listening. A top-class day of Test Match Cricket, one in the end that went the way of India. We'll look back at it.
Here is Jack Leach once again. Another appeal. Carbon copy, and up goes the finger this time. Pujara has immediately reviewed it.
I tell you what, it's hitting halfway up, just over halfway up, middle and off.
So there's two titans of the modern era head-to-head here.
Oh yes, beauty from Stokes, he's done it! And Kohli playing at it has nicked it through to Ben Folks. That's fabulous fast bowling.
Terrific wicket, huge wicket for England.
Leach is in, and Rohit Sharma.
Kohli went without.
Scoring edge, and it's taken by Ben Stokes at second slip, and Jimmy Anderson has the third wicket of the session, the fourth of the innings, and India are 80 for 4.
Anderson, and that's a little wider, and it's a one-handed drive by Rishabh Pant, and it'll go for 4.
Rohit Sharma peels off. an imperious drive just wide of mid-off.
Down he comes now, and he hits it high and long and for six.
He waits for Stokes.
Ivar Dunning with a beautiful in-swinger. He's LBW. That is some delivery. If Waka Yunis at his best had bowled that ball, he'd have been proud of it.
Jack Leach is going to bowl. I think that's a good decision.
He lobs one up and that's out. Caught at mid-wicket.
Is there a crowd in there, Mark? Because I can't hear a pin drop. A huge dismissal, that, for Jack Leach in England.
Slightly opened his stance to face Leach from round the wicket so he can get to the ball, and then he skips down the pitch to knock it down the ground for a single that takes him to his 50. A huge smile on his face. Excellent, classy innings from Rishabh Pant.
Short from Stokes, pulled away by Rishabh Pant through mid-wicket, and he's absolutely crunched that.
No, oh, he's a cracker, Jack, this fella.
Here is Joe Root, and slog sweep, and he's picking up the tempo now, is Rishabh Pant. That's four more.
Now a nice little punch down the ground. Very good stroke. Wow. Washington Sundar with a dead straight back. It's a dead straight four. Anderson to Pant, who comes down the pitch, slaps him back over his head. Wow, the arrogance of youth. Anderson. Oh, no. No. Rishabh Pant has just reverse paddled him. Incredible shot.
That is a beauty. What a shot this is.
Joe Root is in, and Pant with a slog sweep has hit it all the way for six. What a way to bring up a third Test match 100. Anderson is into Pant, and he's gone. Anderson has his wicket. A little bit of revenge for England's highest wicket taker. But the stage belongs to Rishabh Pant. Short from Root and punished.
And that's four more. India, well, it's as what Gareth Baddy would say, tax-free batting now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.